Madam Vice President, we wish to draw the attention of the Council to the ongoing and worsening human rights crisis in the provinces of Cabo Delgado, Nampula, and Niassa in Mozambique, and the communities that continue to bear the impacts of business operation and clashes between insurgent and government forces. More than 500,000 people are still displaced with limited access to basic amenities, and more than 1.5 million people still face dire humanitarian conditions. It is imperative to recall the interconnected nature of the conflict in Cabo Delgado, where economic interests and of transnational corporations involved in exploitations of natural resources drove thousands from their homes and forced them into the continuous crossfire between armed forces and insurgent groups. We are particularly concerned about the heightened military presence in Cabo Delgado, including Rwandan forces protecting business interests over civilians, whereas non-state armed groups continue to carry out attacks against civilians and widespread destruction of infrastructure. We therefore urge the government of Mozambique to comply with international human rights and humanitarian law obligations to respect and protect the rights of civilians, including by regulating business operations, as well as to provide humanitarian assistance in Cabo Delgado, and call on the government to follow up on the recommendations made by the Special Rapporteur on IDPs after her visit in 2023. I thank you.